This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, today we're going to be talking about addiction. We're going to be talking about addiction that many of us don't ever talk about. We're going to talk about an addiction that I've probably been suffering from for a while, and you might have been too. We're going to be talking about the addiction to your smartphone. Are you addicted to your phone? And today we're going to be discussing the signs and symptoms of cell phone addiction, what you need to know about cell phone addiction, and a lot of the things that we don't know. We actually don't know that this actually causes us some mental issues. It causes us physical issues, right? It causes us psychological issues. It causes effects of all. We don't realize that. Yes, I think many of us are addicted to our cell phones, but we don't realize it. I've realized recently that, you know, you can work a good 14-hour day and you can turn around and you can leave the office at 9:30 at night and you're still answering texts and messages. And I've realized, I thought that was productivity, but I'm starting to realize what it is. It's addiction. Later on, we're going to be talking more about the signs and symptoms. We're going to be talking about the signs and symptoms of addiction to your phone and how it relates to romantic relationships and how it can take you out of your marriage, the relationship with your husband, wife, that sort of thing, with your spouse, your girlfriend or boyfriend. We're going to be talking about how the perception of it and the perspective of being addicted to your cell phone addiction with Reggie Harvey. Reggie's going to be giving his perspective on the signs and symptoms of cell phone addiction. Arnold Smith is going to be giving his perspective from a romantic relationship perspective about how we put everything on the back burner, like how we can even be out with our loved one and what's happening. We're all on the phone. I don't know about you, but it's interesting how you can go into a restaurant and the more romantic relationship, romantic relationships and the romantic restaurants, you'll see people on the phone, both of them texting back and forth. And I don't think they're texting to each other. Okay. I remember I was on a vacation recently and I saw, well, probably about a year ago, and I saw a couple and they were both on their iPads and they both had their phones out. And it was interesting to watch because they never really talked to each other, and I watched them for about a good solid hour. I know that sounds weird, but I mean, they were right in my line of sight. It wasn't like I was just watching them like some weird person, but I was watching them and they never once talked to each other. They never even once made a comment about the food or the drink or the atmosphere. They literally were watching their technology the whole time. Okay. And that is what's happening to society. Think about going to a birthday party and the birthday girl sitting at the table and everybody's hanging out going, "We wish you a happy birthday. Woo!" And he's advocating to help people be able to find their true calling, their true life, and overcome health issues that may debilitate them based on their own mental mindset as well as physically. Because more often than not, when we are diagnosed with a near-death illness, it is really hard to see the forest through the trees. And it can be very overwhelming. And Reggie is a patient advocate and has figured out how to do it in his own life, awaiting a transplant himself, hence writing this book, Anatomy of a Patient. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about organizing your life. Holy hand grenade, Superman. What does that mean? And, you know, I realize that I'm one of those folks, you know, I was diagnosed with, as a kid, with attention deficit hyper disorder. So the idea of organizing anything, well, you know what? It kind of fell by the wayside. I remember when I was 6 years old, my mom asked me to clean my room. Well, that didn't go off very well. I pondered what to do and I threw things in a pile and I thought that it was clean and it wasn't. And I realized that as an adult, I've had to work on my organizational skills. And I notice some people, they say, "Oh, Ashley, you have an organized closet. Big deal." Well, I'm going to tell you, organizing certain things recently has really changed my life, and it's actually made my life easier to deal with the bigger issues I deal with. So I'm not having to look for something all the time when I was having to look for something, and now I can spend that 15 minutes of not looking, and I can focus on something else. So we're going to be sharing our nuggets of wisdom. I'll probably be coming from more of the female stance for y'all today about organization, and I'm sure that the men will come with their perspective as well, both Reggie and Arnold. You know, Reggie, I think it's so interesting how the smallest organization in our life can change our life forever. What do you feel about that?
Clarity is the operative word. And what I've observed is a lot of male figures get trapped in family expectations. Somehow this false patriarchy takes over. And you find yourself pushed into trying to either consider taking over your father's business or your uncle's business, or and then a lot of times people are forced by family members to say you're obligated to do this for the family. What I'm trying to say is what's key is being clear about who you are, what you like, what you need to intensify your life or bring joy into your life, regardless of the pressures of the family. They have to be secondary, and you have to learn that disappointing them is okay. That's their issue. It's not yours. And when you, if you fall prey to being trapped into these family expectations, you end up adopting behaviors that are contrary to your own personal health. You're always under stress. Your decisions are colored by what you think the family is going to accept or not, or be criticized. And you might be 50 years old before you finally break out of that.
So you're thinking about the concept of organizing your thoughts and your reality, not based on what other people want you to do.
Exactly.
But really setting that mindset and organizing, saying, hey, okay, I've taken on these preambles previous from my family dynamic that I bought in lock, stock, and barrel, but it's not necessarily who I am. So let me organize and take out basically the clutter of what has been given to me, and let me know what is clutter versus what is my true reality.
And where this becomes critical is that if you are in that family trap, you end up very easily being forced to accept a life partner who is contrary to your best interests.
That's true.
And then all your personal space is screwed up, because you're with this person who does not share your values, but you're putting on a front for the family, and this person is putting on a front for the family, and you don't really know who this person is because you've never met the real person, because they're playing a role, you're playing a role, and then if kids get brought into the game, it gets even more complicated. So the longer you procrastinate becoming clear about who you are and what you love to do and what excites you, where your passions are, the deeper you get trapped. Mm-hmm. And then you have all of these things, these plates you're trying to juggle at the same time, and none of them are related to who you really are, and you're a mess.
And I find that very interesting, because I think that also a lot of us were raised in certain dynamics, right, and we saw things every day, all day, the way that people projected, the way that they act. You know, it was funny, I was actually at dinner with my dad last night, and we were talking, and his wife said, yeah, you know, John, you always create these piles all over the floor. You have piles of newspapers, piles of this. And I remember as a kid watching that, you know, and I became that person, the girl that would pile things up, you know. And now I started relinquishing that because I realized, yes, it was a genetic predisposition, however, and it was an environmental predisposition. But I realized that I don't have to fall into that line of reasoning, and I can actually organize my life outside of what, you know, I felt like I was able to. And it was very interesting. Like the other day, I was going through my things, and I realized how far off I've been in organizing, where it's like I feel like every day you're trying to pull everything together, and it's hard to find that, it's hard to get it all together, and you have so much you have to do. And I think that you're right, whether it's organizing your actual physical organizing your life, cleaning out your life, or cleaning out old thought processes that have created these cobwebs in your brain that have you sidetracked into a different living of life that you don't really necessarily want to live.
And then there's cleaning out your old habits, habits that you've adopted and you don't even know where they came from. I was talking to a young man the other day. He's in his early 30s, works out all the time, and it seems to be in good physical health, but he was talking about nutrition and the issues that he was running into because he couldn't eat. He was learning that he could no longer eat the way he used to eat when he was 20. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you remember when we grew up, we were told, clean your plate. He said, yeah. He said, that was a big deal in my family. I said, well, as you get older, you realize you cannot eat a large dinner anymore and process it effectively. Your metabolism isn't working that way. You have to eat a lot of smaller meals more frequently. I said, so that's a habit you need to break because you feel subconsciously guilty that whatever gets served onto your plate, you have to eat all of it in one sitting. And you can't really do that effectively anymore. And if you do, you end up feeling sluggish. Your digestion is all screwed up. You have other issues. So I said, there's something as small as that. Realizing I'm getting older, my body is changing, I need to do something different, and I shouldn't be trapped into these old, like you said, preambles of, we don't even know where that came from, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to fill a plate full of food and consume all of it in that one sitting, in that 15 minutes. And your body can't handle that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually making you sick. You have to let that stuff go. Life, you know, nothing's going to blow up. Your house isn't going to burn down just because you make a simple choice like that. But it's these little things that are part of cleaning up, part of getting clarity. As you change and as you mature and as your environment changes, our environment isn't the same it was 30 years ago.
Mm-mm.
We have so much processed foods thrown at us now. Not that many people garden. You don't get fresh vegetables. You don't. Stuff that I didn't worry about when I was 10, 15, 20 years old, it's a big deal now. And you have to tell yourself, don't eat that. Even though it's convenient, that's not healthy for you. And the older you get, boom.
You're so right, because I have some family members, I'm not going to name any names or point any fingers, but they don't eat well. They eat really, really bad. And then they wonder why they have all these health conditions. And, you know, you go to their house and love them to death. That, you know, they live out of town, by the way, so I'm probably, well, actually, this is a national show, so I don't know if I'm getting away with this at all or not. But the last time I went there, every single thing they were fixing, I couldn't eat, Reggie. Every single thing. And it's not because I'm being like a snob. I've cut out pork. I've cut out beef. And if you've cut out those types of items for over 10 years, you can't just randomly eat this stuff, okay? You will ruin your digestive system. You will be in so much pain. I don't drink soft drinks. There's certain things that I put down, but I remember growing up in my life, it was different. You know, when we grew up, steak and potato was the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my God, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that some of you out there say, oh, I love steaks, I love potatoes. That's all great. We're not trying to get down, we're not trying to push down or make you feel bad about that at all. We're just saying that we got to think about what we're going to choose. So when we return, Reggie's in studio today. He's the author of Anatomy of a Patient. Arnold Smith, he's not only the creator of the Connection app, but really interesting guy because he's developing communities through relationships and just really specializes in that as well, which is really neat. Also, don't miss later on in the hour, Dan Nelson. He is our Live Your True Life family historian, and he's going to be telling us about how he got into being a family historian and, you know, some of the interesting things that he's found out. We're going to get into some interesting stories through the next few weeks, months, talking about this, and it's going to be pretty powerful. Go check out Art for Your Cause as well on the website, artforyourcause.com, and you can find all of these links on my website, ashleyburgess.com. When we return, we talk about organizing your life, whether it's in your thoughts, whether it's in your feelings, whether it's the way that you were raised, whether it's just organizing your closet or your car. And I know for me, organizing my closet and my car was a big deal, and it changed my life, and I'm on this new 2020 path. And it's really broadened my horizons because I don't take as much time looking for something, and I just feel better. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. We'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever noticed that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about organizing your life, your thoughts, your feelings, your house, your car, your office, your closet, whatever it is that needs to be organized, and how to ultimately organize your life. Now, I'm not preaching OCD here, guys. I'm far from that, okay? From an ADD background, the idea of organizing just wasn't part of my curriculum. I tried really hard and it didn't work that well. You know, no matter my whole life, I felt like I was unorganized. And you know what? I was. And now I've figured out, I've turned over a new leaf. And Reggie and I have been talking in studio, joining us later, Arnold Smith, as well as Dan Nelson here in the next segment. You know, I find it interesting how organizing whatever it is, whether it's your thoughts, unpacking those thoughts, organizing your old beliefs and figuring out what you want to toss out, or just organizing your closet can really be beneficial.
Truly. And when I first was diagnosed with renal failure and I had to learn how to communicate with these strangers who were part of my medical support team and family and friends, I found that I needed to have clarity in being completely, bluntly, blatantly honest about the person I really was at the time I was diagnosed. Who I had to get rid of all of the facades, all of the public images, all those things that were in my head, even my personal brand that I thought I was creating, and just clean it, start over, so I could be completely transparent and communicate effectively to these new doctors, nurses, technicians, administrators of my insurance benefits and all this stuff. And until I got to that point, and it took several months, I couldn't defend myself properly. Because if you've got all this other, these other plates spinning and you're trying to keep them all going, you end up telling people what you think they want to hear rather than what they need to know. And you don't have a lot of time. So it's essential in order to clean up your communication with the people around you, especially if you have a health issue or an issue with your job, or you're the business owner, you've got people dependent upon you, even to deal with your children, I would presume. I don't have children, but they come to you, expect when they ask you a question, they expect a straight answer. And if you're busy, like you said, looking for lost stuff, it's just the same thing as keeping up all of these facades. You don't have time to actually give them a cogent, clear, crisp answer.
You're right, and you can't think clearly to do it because you got all this other stuff on your mind. You know, whether it's the stuff that you haven't taken out of your mind, the stuff, the negative thought process or the limited thought process, or the fact that you can't find your keys. I mean, you know, I mean, that's the thing, and it's like I figured that the less organized you are, the more it's just like life is tough. I mean, besides the, oh, my gosh, I got to do this and I got to do that, but it takes you like five times longer than it takes anybody else to do it because you're over there overwhelmed because you're like, I don't even know where to begin.
Exactly. And you're hesitant about everything because you're trying to balance all of this other stuff that really doesn't mean anything. So, again, it wastes energy, focus, clarity, being definitive when you're making decisions. And then... It complicates your relationships with everything, with your work, with your job, even with the things you say you're doing for recreation and entertainment. None of it is actually giving you the effective benefit it's supposed to.
That's so true. When we return, Reggie, Arnold, and I are going to be talking about, well, how to keep yourself organized, how to organize your life. Something that you can take from today's show will change your life forever. Even if it's just literally saying, hey, I have had this clutter in my car. I've had this old mail in my car. I haven't gone in my trunk for 3 years, okay? And I haven't been able to use my trunk to put anything in it, and it's time for me to do that because how many times I have to haul stuff and put it all in the back seat, and I got to move everybody. I got to make an excuse for how unorganized I am. Let's do something. Whether it's that or something bigger, where you're organizing your thoughts about your past, your family dynamic, and who you are today. Don't miss it. Arnold will be joining us by phone in just a few, as well as Dan Nelson's going to be joining us. So don't miss it. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to talk about. We've got a lot more nuggets of information to share with you today on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time. And, well, touche.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing...
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The defense has wrapped up for the weekend in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. White House counsel Pat Cipollone says the president has done nothing wrong. The prosecution wrapped up its case last night, saying the president tried to pressure Ukraine to meddle in the next election for his benefit in the exchange for the release of military aid. Cipollone says the opposite is true.
For all their talk about election interference, that they're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history, and we can't allow that to happen.
In response, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's legal team did something they did not intend by making a compelling argument for calling witnesses and entering documents into evidence in the Senate trial after claiming there were no eyewitnesses. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about organizing your life, organizing your thoughts, organizing your house, your car, your closet, your purse, for God's sakes. There's so many people out there that it's a small thing that can change your life forever. I mean, just think about if you're, like, unorganized with your purse, right? We were talking about this when we were off on commercial, and you're looking for something, and how many times you've had to look for something in that purse, and how many minutes every single time is taken. And if you allot that, you realize that you've lost 7 hours of your life, okay? So we'll be talking about that. In studio with me, Reggie Harvey, author of Anatomy of a Patient, joining us now by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold helps couples, leaders, and organizations be happier and more successful through interpersonal mindfulness. He's also the creator of the Connection app. Arnold, great to have you on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Oh, Ashley, I'm doing fantastic. And as always, what a great topic. It's one of those things that can make a profound impact on people's life.
It really is, and I think we all come from a different perspective. You know, Reggie's come from the thoughts and previous, you know, ideas on our life or who we should be or who we're not. I'm coming from the perspective of just getting my life together as far as cleaning my car, cleaning my purses, cleaning my closet so I can organize my life, because quite honestly, I was there looking so long for things, and it would really get overwhelming, and then I would worry, and I was like, you know, it just took much time. So I'm interested in your take, Arnold, on organizing and what's most important when with organizing your life as well.
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, it's funny, when you first said that to me, immediately the thought came to mind. I was like, oh, I'm not good at organization. But that's kind of an old thought process for me. And, you know, I mean, the reality is that you can't run two businesses, have two kids, you know, be committed to being a great family man and healthy and not be organized. In order to accomplish all that, you have to have organization. But it doesn't come naturally to me. So I'm coming from the perspective of someone who, you know, struggles to keep his desk clean, who, you know, will have the dropsies when I come into the house and drop a whole bunch and forget to put things in their place. I just have my mind focus on a different things. And so organization, like, on that level doesn't come immediately to me. But as I was doing the preparation for the show, I came to think that there's actually a few different ways you can organize your life. You can be organized in your thinking. You can be organized in your effort, and you can be organized in your environment. And I think oftentimes when we talk about organization, the only thing we think about is being organized in our environment, making sure everything is put in its place. But if you don't have organization, those other two things, then oftentimes you have a much bigger problem.
That's so true. And one of the things that I've had is that organization of thought my whole life. I've been able to put that together, but my thing has been the organization of the environment around us. So how do you begin to organize your thinking, Arnold?
You know, it's really great. I think first is really kind of thinking about your purpose for your life. There's one study that said that people who have a clear purpose of the life are way happier, you know, percentage, I don't know what it is. But ultimately, it's a really difficult question. There's no way, nothing to grab onto. There's a wonderful book called Grit, which I recommend, highly recommend. It's about what is the ingredient that is that helps people be successful, written by a psychologist who I can't remember the name of. But one of the things she talked about is people often find their purpose through activity. Everybody says, you know, figure out your purpose, do, you know, that whole thing, and that's great. It's a great inquiry. But oftentimes you can figure out your purpose by looking at what you're doing in your life and what it is that's drawing you. And what she said, which I thought was so fascinating, is oftentimes people find their purpose after years of doing something. They go into the library and it was just a job when it started, and then they started to get really interested in organization, and then it became their passion. Then it became their life's purpose. And I thought that most people encounter their purpose in that process rather than sitting in a room or writing in a journal saying, this is my life's purpose. So I think I just put that out there. But I think another way to really organize your thinking, which has been incredibly helpful for me, is having a primary goal for your year. Oftentimes we'll set all kinds of goals, and I really like Warren Buffett's perspective on priorities. He suggests, you know, write down your top 25 priorities, the most important things in your life, and then ignore the bottom 20, and just focus on the top 5 until they're done. And I thought, because he says if you have more than 5 priorities, then you don't have any. And I thought that's a really great way to organize your thinking.
I think that is too, and it's all about priorities, and because you can't do everything. And I think that's the key, is that a lot of us out here, I came from that position when I was growing up, is I can do everything, I can do anything, I want to do it all. But we do have to prioritize. So, Arnold, how do you begin to prioritize what you need to organize? How does that work?
Well, I think that goes to the next level. Once you've kind of got that organization in your thinking, the next is really organizing your effort. So now I've got this primary goal. How do I do that? And that really comes down to scheduling, which is, oh, my God, I resisted that for years. I just hated being scheduled. I just felt like I was being stuffed into an uncomfortable box. But the reality is that the most successful people in the world have a routine that they follow on a regular basis. And if you want to be successful in life, that is the, I mean, try it the other way. I've been doing it for years, and it's okay, but it creates a bit of chaos, and ultimately, it's way harder. It'll take you way longer for success. So the more that you can nail down a routine right now, the faster you'll get to be successful. And I like Robin Sharma's book, tip from the book, The 5 a.m. Club, where he says, make sure the first 90 minutes of every day is focused on your primary goal for the year. So the most important thing to your job, the most important thing to your business, the most important thing to your life, the first 90 minutes of the day. I thought, I mean, it's not easy to do. Believe me, I still struggle with that. But I think it's when I do do that, man, it just moves things forward in such a profound way.
That's so true. And, you know, I find also, too, like, you know, we were kind of discussing it earlier with Reggie on the concepts and ideas, is that what do you think, Arnold, about the concept of we have to let go of, like you said in the very beginning, I told myself I'm not very organized, I'm not an organized person. How do you begin to let those thoughts go, though, to overcome and to actually become organized?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I've been working on organization for myself for years because I'm a creative type of person. And so I knew that it was a key to unlocking my success, but I still struggle with it. And one of the things that you might want to realize is for me, I always have a lot on the go. So when it comes to the end of the day and it's time to organize my desk, oftentimes I work to the last second and then I run out the door to the next meeting. And so organization to me occurs like not doing the most important work. And so this is something often, but that's completely subconscious. And so when I'm organizing, it doesn't feel good. And oftentimes when we struggle with an activity, it's because it conflicts with one of our other success or one of our other high values. For me, working hard on what's important to me is one of my most important values. And so organization from this perspective really has a friction with that. And so whenever I do it, it doesn't feel right. And when something doesn't feel right, we listen to our bodies. That's the way humans are designed. And so really look at when you have this conflicting value, you really need to process that so you understand this kind of hidden driver that might be preventing you from taking action. So it is absolutely about letting that go. Because as you said, like if you don't let go of the idea that you're disorganized, guess what? You're stuck. You've got no shot. Like, it's just, most of the time it's not real, because everybody's busy, they got a ton on the go, and they make it all happen, or mostly all happen. But at the same time, there's always stuff we could do better, and that's the stuff we focus on. So we think, I'm not organized. There's like this myth. If I was organized, I could get it all done, because look at Joanne down the road, or Bill up there. He gets it all done, which is complete not true. I had to prevent myself from saying something not appropriate for the radio.
That's a good thing, but we'll have to do that off camera for sure, or off audio for sure. You know, I think that's really powerful stuff, Arnold, and we're going to be talking about that more here, because I feel like if you can actually organize yourself, and you can organize your thought process, and you can organize what matters, and you can organize what's most important. But I think also, like, if you think about what Arnold said in the very beginning, I'm not an organizational guy, and it doesn't come easy for me. And for me, it doesn't come easy as well. You know, real quick, I want to talk, you know, about family, because, you know, family is really so important.
Absolutely.
And, you know, many of us really love our family, we love our relatives, and we love supporting them. But we don't know a lot about the historical reference of our family, the history of our family. Joining me in studio today, Dan Nelson. Dan is our Live Your True Life family historian. And, Dan, let me ask you, how did you get into starting into family history and genealogy? How did the ball start rolling with this?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it wasn't like on one day I suddenly had an epiphany and discovered that I love this. But going back and thinking, where did you sort of develop the passion? I had grandparents, great uncles and aunts, and they'd share these family stories. You know, they were in Iowa and Oklahoma, so had the good, you know, Midwestern, Southern roots to the stories. And my dad was an avid lover of history, so I think I got that from him. And I can still remember my grandma back in Iowa telling me the story of her first Carroll ancestor. They came across. He was a British sailor, and he settled in West Virginia and dealt with the Indians and all that kind of stuff. And that at age 96, He walked 23 miles in one day, and some of his descendants claim it was to see a lady. He was married four times, so you know he was a frisky guy that at 96, and he supposedly lived to be 107. So that was an interesting story. And then on my other side of the family, I had a great grandfather, so it would have been my grandfather's grandfather that served in the Civil War, and he had his eye shot out. And, you know, to a kid, that's a big deal. And then, wow, to find out my great-uncle had a picture of that was pretty interesting. He kept a diary during the Civil War, and so another time I'll talk about that, but that was quite a deal to track that down. And I'm pretty sure I got a bunch of my great-great-grandfather's DNA. Then when I guess in my 20s and 30s, you know, my mom had started doing some of the ancestry work. And, of course, back then you didn't have Internet or computers or anything, so you had these big old pedigree charts, sort of like they use now for dogs and horses of high quality, and you'd go to the LDS supply store, because the LDS church was really big into it, and you'd get these family group sheets of pedigrees. So she had these all filled out, and you'd hang them up on the wall and stuff. And then when I got married, my wife had some interesting history also. When I came into the family, somehow they were related to Nixon. They grew up in the Whittier, La Habra area in California. It was about 5 years after Watergate, so they didn't talk about it a lot, but I was always curious about how that tied in. And then my wife's grandmother was a Franklin, and they were supposedly related to Benjamin Franklin, so that was interesting to me to find out about that. And I'm still chasing that one. I mentioned on an earlier podcast what I'm doing there to try and track that one down. So when I was probably in my mid-30s, my mom sort of stopped doing it, and she went back to work, if I remember right, and she just didn't have the ability to focus on it. So I started picking it up and working on it. And how would I know? Here I'd be sitting here 30 years later on a national radio show talking about it. But with my career job, I was able to visit libraries. You know, I traveled quite a bit, so I was able to visit libraries, historical centers, places like that. And that helped a ton, because otherwise it was pretty much letter writing subscribed to, like, family newsletters. There was a lot of sharing. It was a smaller community, and people helped one another. But it was beyond me on a weekend to call small towns, you know, in the Midwest and look for people, look in the phone book and find people that had the same last name as the one I was researching, and randomly calling people and finding somebody who was related who had better stories. Today you couldn't do that because nobody has a landline.
That's so true. You're right.
Yeah. So that helped a lot.
That's interesting. So I bet you have some real stories for our listeners here in the upcoming weeks and upcoming months to really share with us on some interesting stuff that you have uncoded and found with other people's families as well as your own.
Yep, absolutely. I'll be happy to share those stories with you, with your listeners. And, you know, probably just to sort of finish it up is I became the custodian of all the records in both families, and you get your boxes and boxes. And so at some point, like everybody, it's like, so what do you do with all these boxes of information? It was all on paper, and so I had to cross that bridge.
That's very interesting. Where would folks be able to find you at if they were interested in, you know, figuring out their family history and figuring out that genealogy and getting to know where they came from?
Just go to www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's one word, Dancestors, with the D in front of the word ancestors, and genealogy.com. And there's all kinds of good information on the website. We got our video testimonials from our clients. You can also go to our YouTube channel for Dancestors Genealogy, and there's fabulous videos on there that can give some idea about what we're doing.
Well, I look forward to hearing your amazing stories, and I look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks.
Thank you.
Dan is so interesting. That's why I think it's great to have a family historian here to actually kind of talk about family, but not only family in the way that we usually talk about it, you know, the toxic relationships, the good relationships, the positive ones, the codependent ones, but actually talking about the historical reference. So when we return, Arnold, Reggie, and I are going to offer our nuggets of wisdom in our own way to help you to organize your life. And even if it's just starting with something small, even if it's just starting with something small that can contribute to a lifetime of change, that's what we want to do, because it's very, very powerful stuff that we're dealing with today. Because it takes just a small thing to have a ripple effect that'll change your life forever, that'll add to your quality of life, and, you know, can rub off in other areas as well. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Well, you know what? We'll be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about organizing your life, taking one thing from the show and adding it to your life. You know, Reggie, Arnold, and I have been talking about this, and we're going to give you our nuggets of thought because they're all going to come from a different perspective. Arnold, your nugget of thought for today's listeners.
Well, I think that ultimately when we talk about organization, and it's about that organized environment. And the one thing is, like, so the first step is you got to have a place where things live. And that's the hardest part. So you got the mail, you open the mail, and you go, okay, now it's opened. What do I do with it? And so I end up with stacks of mail or receipts or stuff on my desk because I've got this, you know, I don't know where it goes. And so that's the first part, which maybe, you know, if for organized people, they're like, yeah, duh. But for disorganized people, that's actually often the step that's missing, is we know where it goes. But use the habit stacking to create success. So after I open the mail, I will put it in its folder. After I upload the receipt, I will destroy it, or I will put it where it needs to go. That habit stacking formula can be a really great way to ensure you're starting to tackle your environment in little tiny ways.
Powerful stuff. And Arnold, I can't wait. I know that we have a lot of stuff on the horizon for you, and I can't wait to be able to unveil that here in upcoming shows. So I'm just so proud of all the work that you're doing in the communities and establishing strength and solid relationships.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley.
Reggie, your nugget of inspiration for today's listeners?
Arnold mentioned in the earlier segment that one of his issues is that he works right up until the end and then dashes off to the next meeting. People always screw up scheduling, and I don't know why this is, but nobody ever allows time to transition from one activity to the next. If you're in the same building, say it's a 20-story building, you've got to go to another meeting with another group on a different floor, you can't teleport yourself there. It's going to take you 10, 15 minutes. So put in your calendar an end time for the activity you're doing and travel time to get to the activity that you're anticipating. Just something as simple as that. If you have to go across town, or then give yourself an extra half an hour to drive there. You don't know what's going to happen, but give yourself time. Don't just say, oh, my meeting runs up to 9:30 and then the next meeting starts at 9:30. Like, that can't be. So just do something as simple as that. Give yourself schedule in transition time.
Powerful, and I totally agree with both Arnold and Reggie. For all you men out there, clean out those wallets. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the Seinfeld where you got Dora Costanza's wallet that's so big that it causes them back pain. Like Arnold was talking about, get rid of those receipts. I mean, it's just clutter. Like Reggie was talking about, give yourself enough time to get somewhere. And I'm saying this, no matter how small it is, if you just start with one freaking drawer in your closet, if you start with one drawer in your office, that clutter drawer, that just everything goes there and everything gets lost there and it all goes away and you can't find the jump drive or the hard drive or whatever you're looking for. Think about how much stress that has caused you throughout meeting upon meeting upon meeting. Do you want to keep like incurring that same stress? It's not right. It's not smart. I mean, I went through that process where I couldn't find the same thing for a few weeks over and over and over again. And it might have been 4 minutes. It might have been 7 minutes. But that's 7 minutes of time that I was stressing out about something I didn't need to. That was 7 minutes of time that I couldn't do what I needed to do. And that was 7 minutes of time of me not being at the top of my game. Okay, so think about it. It might be hard, so start off and make yourself do it. If it's your car and it's a disaster and every time you get in it, you get, oh gosh, I'm so disappointed. My car's a disaster. It looks really bad. It's so dirty. There's stuff in it. Every time somebody gets in the car with me, I got to move all this stuff out of the passenger seat. I got to move it out. I got to put it in the back. And then if somebody's in the back, they're standing on all my mail. I got all this stuff. I even got clothes and shoes and everything. It's time. Because you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to feel so much more solid, and you're going to feel so much secure. Now, I don't know if we can't teleport yet, but I'd like to say that Reggie, Arnold, and myself can teleport. I'd like to say that all of us can teleport, but right now, let's get organized first so that we can put our mind into something that big. Don't miss out. Go to artforyourcause.com. Check out Art for Your Cause. Check out the Connection app as well. Download the Connection app to learn the Connection habits, which will make you and your partner actually feel love, guys. It's not about us saying, I love you, I love you, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, okay. It's actually about doing things to show that love, right? It's taking that next step and that next communication step to actually building a solid relationship. That's called the Connection app. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. You can find the link to the Connection app. You can find the link to Art for Your Cause. You can find the link to Anatomy of a Patient. You can find the link to Reggie Harvey's page so you can order that book for anybody that's going through that process of dealing with a health issue, or anybody that just has knowledge of that and would like to break the cycle of feeling like they can't get out of it. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you next week, and Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in three shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.